I think in general, the main argument is in fact correct, right? There were a few things that I thought were incorrect. But as a whole, it is true that Russia has increased its physical presence on the ground, not just by having an embassy, but now having these 200 armed military men in the country. A couple of weeks after these men landed in Equatorial Guinea, there was a Navy ship that docked on the port in Malabo, and they had a huge parade, a military parade in Malabo. So it tells you that Russia is definitely flexing its military and economic muscles on the ground in Equatorial Guinea for sure.
If the Russians are in Equatorial Guinea, who do you think might have invited them?
I think a couple of things. One is the express request from the Obiang to have military men protecting them, right? So I think that definitely play a key role. And secondly, the availability, though dwindling, of still some oil and gas that this AFRICORP can use as payment for the services. It's astounding to me to know that, you know, the advertisement that this article mentions to Russian soldiers saying between $3,000 and $5,000 will be paid to you monthly if you decide to go to Equatorial Guinea. That is a lot of money. Equatorial Guinea, I don't think, has cash. But, you know, so clearly, they're finding other ways to pay these 200 men they have landed there.
What could this mean for U.S. interests in Equatorial Guinea and U.S. Equatorial relations?
I think more importantly is, what does this mean for democracy in Equatorial Guinea? What does this mean for the well-being of the people of Equatorial Guinea, right? And what this means is that for the foreseeable future, democracy is something that's not going to be present in the lives of most Equatorial Guineans. And with that comes the inability of most Equatorial Guineans in the foreseeable future to have a decent standard of living. In terms of the U.S., as you know, up until recently, had been concerned about the fact that China had expressed interest in building a naval base in Equatorial Guinea. Right now, not only do they have to worry about China, but they have to worry about the fact that now Russia has armed military men in the country. It strikes me as something that is going to undermine U.S. presence geopolitically and otherwise. You know, businesses American businesses, you know, as you know, Exxon is no longer there. And other American businesses are going to be looking at this place as increasingly less safe, less secure, both from the standpoint of security, you know, as well as from the standpoint of rule of law. So when you have Russians, whether they are directly connected to Kremlin or directly connected to Africa or others, in a place like Equatorial Guinea, it means the rule of law completely is undermined, right? And it means the security of Americans over there can also be at stake.